Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
It is time for our weekend food section, and joining us today, some sometimes feature writer, Ambar Colon. Ambar, good morning. It's Latin Restaurant Week, actually Latin Restaurant Weeks. Tell us what this is all about, and then we'll go over some of the places that people will want to hit.
Hey, well, first off, thanks for having me. Latin Restaurant Weeks is all about spotlighting all of the wonderful Latino-owned restaurants that we have in our city. There's so much diversity to be celebrated. So, you know, we're going beyond the basics here with some really cool stuff. So there's over 40 restaurants that are featured through the Latin Restaurant Weeks, and all of them have meal deals, prefix menus, lunch specials. There's a lot of bakeries and food trucks that are included as well. So there's a lot to choose from.
Starts today, goes until August 30th. And let's talk about some of these places. Let's start with this restaurant. Well, actually, more than one that you wrote about in the West Loop. Not only Latin flavors, but also Japanese and Polish. That they combine all this?
Yeah, so you're talking specifically about, I guess, first off, the Japanese Latin fusion at Tsukiki Sushi and Sake Bar in the River West. There, they have sushi inspired by also Mexican flavors. I know they have a plantain roll. They have margaritas of all flavors. So they have a lot of really good stuff going on over there. Mm-hmm. And then at Colombia, it's Colombian Polish fusion, which is so cool. I feel like that's something that you can only find in a place like Chicago, where there's a huge Polish population.
Mm-hmm.
And they're over in the West Loop, and they have a lot of fun stuff over there as well.
Yeah, we're going to post our conversation a little after 10 this morning so people can go back, listen, and get these names that we're mentioning here. You talked to the owner of a Venezuelan restaurant, and this is an interesting story. Tell us about this place in the Belmont-Cragen area.
Yeah, so I had the pleasure of speaking with one of the owners of Sabe Azulia, which is a Venezuelan restaurant. They've been open for about 5 years. The owner, May Bailey's Chan is her name, one of the owners. She had a really great story. She used to be an attorney back home in Venezuela. But, of course, as political tensions rose, she and her family found herself in a situation where they needed to leave. And they had a restaurant back home, and they decided that, you know, we're going to go to the United States. And she told me, you know, we wanted to become independent when we got there. So they, you know, their story is so inspiring to me. They really hustled, and they have so many great things on their menu that are inspired by the cuisine of their hometown, Zulia, in the northern part of Venezuela. So yeah, they have a couple of meal deals this week. They're offering a cheeseburger deal. They're offering pequeños, which are like cheese mozzarella cheese sticks. And those are awesome. Those are really good.
Sabe Azulia. I've had Venezuelan food. It's great, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely. And they have, again, a lot of regional dishes and things like that. So, you know, again, the Latin Restaurant Weeks is all about going beyond what we think we know about Latin food, and just trying new things, trying these fusions, trying things that are maybe inspired by this, you know, living in the United States and tapping into the cultures that are from our home countries.
Right. My spies tell me that one of your favorite places is the Jibarito stop in Pilsen. Why do you like this place?
Oh my gosh. So this is one of my favorite spots ever. Probably I'm a little bit biased because I am Puerto Rican, and this is authentic Puerto Rican food. They have jibaritos, They cut theirs in half, so they're like little mini jibaritos, and they actually have a flight special as well. So you can pick from, I think, chicken, beef, pork. They have a vegan option as well during the Latin restaurant weeks. And I think this place is so cool because they're on 18th Street in Pilsen, which is typically known for, you know, the vast Mexican food. So it's really cool to see something Caribbean on 18th Street.
Yeah, the jibarito stop. And you also wrote about a female-owned Mexican spot on the west side. Tell us about this place.
Yeah, Su Taqueria Talis is this really fabulous woman-owned Mexican spot. They have everything from the basics. We call them like antojitos or appetizers, quesadillas, tostadas, nachos. They have awesome dinner plates. And the service in there is just really great. You can tell it's family-owned. I think the owner and her mother run the place. And the vibes in there are just great all around. So another fun place to support during these weeks.
Where is that? Where's the location of that one?
They are also in Belmont Cragen, I want to say, but their exact address is 3156 North Austin.
Got it. And then you've got a favorite brunch spot. Tell us about it.
Mm-hmm. So that's Caribella. They're on Fullerton in Logan Square. And this is probably, if not one of, probably my top favorite brunch spot, just because they're, again, a Caribbean spot, and I love my Puerto Rican food. I love my Cuban food. Mm-hmm. And you can find a little bit of everything there.
Yeah.
They have a coquito latte, which if you don't know what coquito is, in Puerto Rico, around Christmas time, we make a coconut rum beverage. A lot of people compare it to eggnog because of like the consistency. But they have a latte inspired by that, and it's so good. It just feels very nostalgic, and they have a lot to offer in terms of sandwiches and breakfast items, lunch specials. So they're another fun place to check out.
Carabella. Am I saying that right? My wife will call in and correct me if you won't.
It's Caribella.
Caribella. She's Cuban, so we're always looking for good Cuban food, too. We're talking about Latin restaurant weeks today. It all starts today, runs through August 30th. 40 restaurants across the city, all sorts of specials. Sometimes feature writer Ambar Colon, our guest. And Ambar, you recently wrote this: some of the best memories of a cup of coffee come from the community we build around it. It's about tradition and routine, especially in Latino households. And I love your list because nothing against Starbucks, but it's great to support small businesses, and you've got some good ones to recommend. Let's start with what you like in Pilsen.
Absolutely. So I wrote about Mi Corazon Cafe. They are on 18th Street. And this is a place that's not been open for very long. I will say I did choose a lot of places that have been open for like a year or less. So Xiomara Casas opened this place with her dad, who's been an owner of the famous Panaderia Nuevo León that's been open since 1963. So you can find a lot of good classic Mexican treats here. They are known for their traditional café de olla, which is served in like a clay pot kind of cup. It's black coffee, and they put all kinds of spices, including cloves and cinnamon. And I personally think you don't even need like milk or sugar in it because it's just so delicious.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, they have a lot of great things to choose from. Again, it's a family restaurant. She told me that she opened it in honor of her grandmother. And that's, I feel like that's what it's all about, right? Like when
right.
I sat down to write this story, I thought about my own memories around coffee, and they're all around my grandmother, mm-hmm. being in her kitchen in Humboldt Park. So yeah.
Yeah, that's at 1636 West 18th. Is the number of Latino cafes around the city and the suburbs growing, do you think?
Absolutely. I'm definitely seeing more and more There is one that's out in the burbs that just opened from a high school acquaintance of mine called Café del Sol in Aurora. I think it's in downtown Aurora. So it's awesome to see more people, you know, becoming independent and sharing their culture and, you know, just brewing up great cups of coffee.
Yeah, you mentioned also one in Berwyn, the Pink Owl Café. What do you like about the Pink Owl?
Yeah, so they have a lot of fun drinks. The owner, Alex Herrera, he told me that pink is one of his favorite colors. he's also an artist and a photographer, so he really tapped into like that artistic side when designing this place. They just have great like iced coffee drinks. He talked to me specifically about one called the Brujeria or Witchcraft. And it's like a super dark mocha iced coffee drink. And that one is really great. It pairs well with all the rest of their food, which is, again, very, like, visually appealing. And they have things like waffles and croissants and things like that. So there's a lot going on. I think they're the only one that's open as we're speaking right now as well. So if anyone's listening, you can go check them out.
And in my old neighborhood, Albany Park, represented by Casa Cactus on Elston. What's the special there?
Yeah, so Casa Cactus, they are also the owners of Plant Shop Chicago, which is just a few steps north of the coffee shop. They're plant lovers through and through, so the shop is beautifully, you know, just filled to the brim with all kinds of cacti and succulents. So it makes for a really, like, cozy vibe. If you're in the middle of winter, as those months are starting to approach us, this is going to be a really nice spot to just have a morning coffee. They work with Black Backlot Coffee to make a horchata latte that's actually on draft. So it comes straight from the tap, from a nitrogen line, which actually helps give it a creamy texture because they made it dairy-free to be accommodating of all palates and diets. And that one is just also very delicious and good, refreshing.
Cactus, they all sound good. We didn't have time to talk about the Stockyard on West 37th, and also we had another one on the list. Oh, yeah, Texas, Tassa Coffee Roasters in North Avenue. lot to get to, and this is the time to do it, Latin Restaurant Weeks. Thanks to Sun Times feature reporter Ambar Colon. And how do you say, have a nice weekend in Spanish? I should know this, being married to a Cuban, but I forgot. You can say it, Ambar.
Que tengan un buen fin de semana.
Same to you. Thank you for being with us today.
Thank you for having me.